From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. We're going to begin this hour with a journey to witness the impact of the terrible drought across a wide swath of the country. All along the Arkansas River, for months, drought has been killing crops, depressing tourism, and threatening water supplies. Our story comes from Frank Morris of member station KCUR, and it begins at the river's headwaters, high in the Colorado Rockies.
The Arkansas River starts here, about 10 miles north of Leadville, as a trickle running off some of the highest peaks in the continental United States.
11,002. Yep. And it's all downhill from here.
Gary Hanks is water commissioner up here. He's an affable, gray-haired fellow, retired school teacher, who's now in charge of a precious commodity, one that comes down from the mountains normally.
You would see some snow, especially the higher up, you would see snow-capped peaks and water rushing down.
And this year's just kind of dribbling down.
Yeah, it's not even dribbling down. I can't see any right now.
And the drought intensifies downstream.
So I'm going to take this pipe wrench, and I'm going to shut this guy off.
Hanks and I have come to a head gate, two big steel valves set in concrete at a bend in this rocky stream. One's already closed. Now they both are. And a rancher downstream is out of luck.
He wasn't getting very much to start with. Now he's not going to get any.
Because every drop of water in this river is spoken for. And just downstream from here, it's used mainly for tourism, fishing, and rafting.
Dig it in, friend. Dig it in. 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 Bump. Nice job. Nice job.
Andy Ninus is guiding a rubber raft full of tourists wearing orange helmets through the towering granite walls of Royal Gorge. He runs Echo Canyon, a big outfitter.
Well, rafting is the summertime of skiing when you're talking about Colorado.
Rafting's big business on the Arkansas, and business is down. Ninus blames the forest fires more than water levels, but the river is low.
Wow, Fort Hard, Fort Hard. And I am probably going to have to get out and push. Fort Hard, let's keep going hard, hard.
All the water in the river is allocated based on seniority. The older the water claim, the higher the priority. Canyon City, at the mouth of the Royal Gorge, holds one of the best claims. But even here, Bob Hartzman with the Municipal Water Department worries that their river water will soon be cut off.
Our water rights have never been called out. That just shows you how things have changed over these last 100 years.
When the call does come, it'll come from 50 miles downstream near Avondale, Colorado, where agriculture rules.
You see cows that are starting to trot and run towards us?
Dan Hendrich raises longhorn cattle out here on the wide open plains just east of the Rockies. It's desert dry normally, and this year's been even more arid and brutally hot. Pale brown, sun-broiled scrublands surround this valley, yet this pasture is green. Fields of thirsty watermelon and corn flourish a few miles away, all thanks to the river.
We are standing at the confluence or the head gates of the Highline Canal on the Arkansas River. Over here to the left, we have the Arkansas River.
Most of what's left of the river spills into rusty steel gates. The Highline holds a very old claim and is still running strong. But most irrigation canals are dry, leaving miles and miles of crops to wither.
This corn right here is dead. And you can see by the cracks in the ground how dry it is.
Travel 100 miles east on the river, and you'll find Dale Mock, who runs a big cattle and farming operation near Lamar, Colorado. The canal that four generations of his family have relied on for irrigation dried up last month.
The Fort Lyon Canal is a canal that started in 1860. This is the first time that we went to zero before the 4th of July. That's just something that's just in 152 years has never happened.
On east, another 35 miles downstream, and the Arkansas River crosses into Kansas, where it's spelled the same but pronounced differently. Standing down here just south of Lake in Kansas, under a bridge that purports to span the Arkansas River. However, there's no river down here, not even a hint of water. Just dry sand stretching for miles. There's a rotting deer carcass. A couple of guys shooting guns. So this river that supports mining, fishing, rafting, waters corn, cattle, lots of people, dies in western Kansas. It picks up again midway across the state and flows on through Oklahoma and Arkansas into the Mississippi. But this week, 100-degree highs will bake most of this long basin and deepen the worst drought in memory. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.